Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Let's talk about socialism, because it has come to a small town in South Florida, Duval County. I don't know if it's South Florida. I actually don't know where Duval County is. There's like dozens of counties in Florida.
Duval's Jacksonville.
Is it? Okay, yeah. This is from Jacksonville.com, so I guess that explains that. I've actually never been to that part of Florida. Yeah, I'm from Florida originally, but it's a big state. So.
Right. Well, California. Chuckles in California.
Yeah, okay. Right. I've never been to all the islands of Hawaii. So.
There you go.
There aren't many who have.
The town in southwestern Duval County lost its sole full-service grocery store when a company called IGA closed a year ago. So Mayor Sean Lynch and the town council decided to become grocers.
What's the name of the town?
Baldwin.
Baldwin, okay.
Yeah. So they decided to become grocers and reopen the former IGA store. The property had been owned by the town in order to provide fresh food for its residents.
Doing good for the community.
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad thing. I mean, on its face, right? Like selling groceries, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But government-run things tend to really be bad. Now, it may not be bad day one, but what's going to happen on, you know, day 180, if it even makes it that far?
That's actually kind of my fear. I mean, we can get into it.
Oh, we're going to get into it. So when the
Baldwin IG is a tiny place.
Yep, 1,500 people, it says here in this story.
Wow. Way out of Jacksonville. I mean, if you got to go into Jacksonville for food, you're going to be sorry.
When the IGA closed a year ago, leaving the town of about 1,500 people with no grocery, Mayor Sean Lynch and the town council tried to find a replacement. There were no takers. The big box chain said the 10,000-square-foot IGA space was too small, and mom-and-pop-type merchants said it was too big. Meanwhile, residents had to drive 10 miles to McClenny or 20 miles to Jacksonville in order to buy
10 miles.
Fresh
food.
Well,
McClenny looks even worse. But yes, I drive 10 miles to go to the grocery store.
It doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
No.
Many of the town's seniors and poor residents were unable to make the trip.
Oh.
Baldwin and southwestern.
There they were, starving to death.
In 10 miles from the nearest community's grocer.
Well, now, to be clear, it happened a year ago, so obviously those people didn't starve to death, right?
No, they didn't.
Like, somebody brought them some food from somewhere.
Or they went and got it, or whatever.
Well, they're saying some people are crippled or whatever, but somebody's going to bring it
to them. There are services for those people.
Exactly.
Charitable services.
Somehow, they managed to eat.
Baldwin, in southwestern Duval County, became a so-called food desert. A community with limited access to affordable, healthy food.
This is the best they can come up with now, is this terminology, food desert. I've yet to find this instance where somebody is starving to death in America.
It just doesn't happen.
Right. I'm willing to sort of look at the notion of somebody being underage and their parents are such horrible human beings they don't have any food in the house. But those people probably go to government school and they probably get the free breakfast and the free lunch.
There have been stories of, like, foster kids who've been kept in cages and
stuff. Right. So once you're in a cage, then we're talking about something different.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's... Yeah, I mean, that's basically
But for anybody who has mobility, who's not being held hostage somewhere, you can get food in the United States. There's food kitchens.
There was that story of this couple that had a whole bunch of kids that were feeding them very little, and that the 29-year-old girls were 4.5 feet tall and 80 pounds or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But, there's a few instances out there, but it's not... It doesn't have anything to do with food distribution.
No.
It has to do with all variety of other things.
But food desert sounds really forbidding and scary, doesn't it?
Well, it took a long time to come up with that scary term.
So they say that it's a food desert, they say, is a community with limited access to affordable, healthy food. See, so it has to be affordable in order
and healthy
for
all of a sudden.
Food.
All right,
yeah.
And I realize I'm cynical here, but I have a little more experience in this than the average person. I used to work with a local food pantry here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. Southwest New Hampshire, and I would take their
community kitchen.
Nope, pantry, not a soup kitchen.
Well, they do both, I think. But anyway,
they just have food you can pick up and take home. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. That's what
I worked at a food bank in college too.
Yeah. So I used to work with them, and I would take all their extra food that they had available. And they had a lot of artisan breads that would come from a local bakery that made very nice breads. Now, they didn't have a lot of sliced Wonder Bread, which they did get. They just, the poor people wanted the sliced Wonder Bread. They didn't want the giant sourdough thing that you needed a bread knife to cut. Second, and then, fine. Bread's bread, right? Like, so you have crappy taste. Okay, no problem. But just remember, they were giving away the Wonder Bread, and they weren't giving away, nobody wanted their artesian bread. And also, what I got a lot of, and consider, they spoil quickly, is vegetables.
Yes.
The poor people...
Yep.
It wasn't a food desert in this town, and I'm not going to name the town because I don't want to, give a bad name to this this food pantry. But, honestly, nobody coming in there wanted vegetables, or very few of them did. So they're claiming this is a food desert because they have no access to high-quality, nutritious food.
Right.
Cheap, high-quality, nutritious food. But when you give it away free, they don't want it either.
The nutritious food.
Now, my pigs would eat it gladly.
Yep.
And I fed it to them.
Is that where you're getting them donuts from? You used to feed your pigs donuts.
Yeah, there was the donuts I'd get from gas stations. Those are basically gas station donuts. Yeah. I mean, you're not talking about a Dunkin' Donut or anything like that. These are
tasted good to me, man.
Yeah, I know. You appreciated that I would bring the donuts here.
The gas station I worked at served Krispy Kreme, so come on. You can get a good donut at a gas station.
Yeah, I'm not claiming you can't. I'm talking about the ones that come in boxes.
No, I got you.
So in July,
everybody got a donut every day at my farm.
So. Lynch and the council decided to become grocers, possibly the only local government in the country to do so, and open the town-owned and operated Baldwin Market. The city already owned the store formerly occupied by IGA and the land under it at US 90 and US 301. All it had to do was staff and stock. The store had a soft opening on Friday, a grand opening Saturday, and has seen a steady stream of customers since then. This story, by the way, written back in September, so it's been a good couple months since this thing got rolling. The city, quote, the mayor speaking, "It was fantastic, a little more than I expected," unquote. Two sections were particularly popular, the meats, which sold out the first day, requiring a resupply from a local butcher, and fresh vegetables. He said, "The store is a business, not a nonprofit. The goal, though, is not to make a profit, but to make sure that residents have access to fresh food," said the mayor. The council took $150,000 taxpayer dollars from a reserve fund in order to hire staff, pay food vendors, and rehab the refrigeration system, and they plan to repay the money in monthly installments. After the debt is paid, profits will be plowed back into the business, he said.
That part always bothers me. Go ahead.
Sorry. This place has like 8 churches and 2 funeral homes.
Okay.
It's death warmed over here.
Are you saying it's got an elderly population?
That's
as well?
Florida for you.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
So what bothers you? Sorry.
What always bothers me when they say, like, the government-run things, right, this one in particular but also in general, is when they say, like, well, they don't have a profit motive because they can operate at a loss and serve the people.
Well, they're not trying to do that here. They're saying they do want to make profits, but that's not their goal.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what would you have them do? They own the property.
Sure.
Sell the property.
Sell the property.
I'm sure they're trying. This place has 8 churches and 2 funeral homes.
Lower the price.
Lower the price. It'll sell.
Yep. Sooner or later, it will.
Absolutely.
But at some point, you're like, I don't want to lower it any farther.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just open up a grocery store and put it there. They called people and tried to get them in there, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And none of them wanted to do it.
No.
Maybe they didn't like the terms of the lease because the grocery store wasn't going to own the property.
Maybe
the building and the land was going to be remain owned by the city or municipality.
Or maybe the grocers were like, yeah, if IGA couldn't make it, we're not going to try.
Yeah.
And going elsewhere. I mean, these businesses like this are very choosy as far as their locations are
concerned. If for-profit organizations like IGA and whatever are saying, like, we couldn't make a profit here,
yep.
Right, and we don't think we can make a profit here, You're going to put the state in charge or the municipality in charge, and they're going to somehow turn it
around? It work? No, of course not. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So there's more to talk about with this story, and if you want to share your thoughts, you can. How long will this government-run store last? Will they be running in the red? Are they already? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn how to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash at your local business. Maybe you've got a real-life establishment where you're accepting, where you want to accept cryptocurrency. This makes it super easy. You don't have to jump through ridiculous hoops. There's no paperwork, no approval process. You just sign up, open an account, and load the app up, and you're good to go. Actually, you don't have to do it in that order anymore. You can actually load the app and then do everything from within the app. There's an app for iOS and Android now. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com to learn more about AnyPay and the good work they're doing over there. And I got to apologize to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. I spaced out. He's been sitting patiently waiting here on the Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, before I get started, I'd like to say hi to the best-looking one in the room, and no, it isn't you, Mark.
Hi.
Richie.
Oh. Is it really me, or is it Jazzy on the
Jazzy.
Ground?
Jazzy over there. Jazzy. There it's go. Gotta be Jazzy.
She
you know
can't
that.
Hear you.
If you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you too can see the studio beast. I think she's napping, or is her eyes?
Her eyes are open right now.
I can't really tell.
We're talking about her.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, called about Hong Kong as an update to the elections. Now, as an anarchist, I don't put a lot of stock in elections, but this election is slightly different because it really broke all records, number one, and it slapped Beijing very hard in the face. They have got some egg on their face today. These elections that they have in Hong Kong, you know, Beijing controls most all of the offices in Hong Kong. There's just these little tiny district offices that the people are still allowed to vote on. There's like 440 of these little district areas, so they can't be more than a few blocks each. But nobody wanted these offices for many years, and so a lot of the pro-Beijing people wound up getting money from Beijing and taking those little positions. But because of all of the protests that have been going on for 6 months in Hong Kong against Beijing breaking their agreement to basically leave Hong Kong hands off for 50 years, every single seat had a pro-liberty or they call them a pro-democracy candidate. But if you really talk to these people, they don't want democracy. If you were to explain it to them, they would agree that what they want is liberty, not democracy. But they're called pro-democracy candidates, as opposed to the pro-Beijing candidates. And out of the 400 and some, it looks like 400 are going to go to the pro-democracy candidates.
That
and only about 40, only about 40 or so are staying with the Beijing. And that's probably because of there was quite a bit of vote fraud and stuff going on, as one could imagine. But even one of the strongest and most outspoken pro-Beijing candidates is going packing because he lost his seat to one of the people that are anti-Beijing. And they are all standing up for the five demands that the protesters have been wanting all along. So Beijing is definitely having to sit back and re-examine their position right now, because this really shows that most people in Hong Kong do not want any part of CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, you said you don't put much stock in politics, Gene, and I would normally agree with you, but is this not a victory for the political system then, as a way to voice your opinion and let the government, the state, in this case Hong Kong and Beijing, know how you feel? And then can you be effective from those seats of power that are now held by liberty-minded Chinese people?
It's definitely a statement to Beijing. However, there is no power in those seats. They're basically all, like I say, they're like little neighborhood things. It's like being your head of your neighborhood association. They really don't have a lot of power. It's basically the statement that's being made that whatever seats they do allow people to have, they're going anti-Beijing. So, again, yeah, they don't have much power, but the statement is powerful.
Okay.
And actually, one of the kids because a lot of these seats are being taken over by these students, because the students got so upset, they said, well, I'm going to run for this position that I live in. And one of the students who's still holed up at Poly U, now Poly U is the university where they had the big standoff with the police last week, and there's still something like 50 people who are holed up there, and the police have the whole the whole place surrounded, and they're basically arresting them as they try to sneak out. And so there's something like 50 people still holed up there. One of them is one of these candidates for the seat, and he won the seat even while he's being surrounded by the police.
Nice. Amazing.
So again, with not much power in the position of being basically ceremonial, why would Beijing care if they can just continue doing what they're doing anyway?
Well, in China, there's a big thing called having face. You have to have face. This is a big thing in most Asian cultures, is you have to have a, you can't be shown to be weak. You can't be shown to be a lesser person than somebody else. And this is definitely making Beijing lose face. They're losing face big time over this. And, I think that the chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, is probably going to be asked to step down by Beijing. And she's the one that basically kept saying no to the protesters, that she wouldn't meet any of their demands. And so the protesters kept getting bigger and bigger. Keep in mind, at 1.2 million people hit the streets in Hong Kong. And these were like bankers and lawyers and doctors and students and everybody, you know, grandmothers and everything else. Hitting the streets to protest the treatment of Beijing by Beijing.
Is it going to do any good? I mean, in the long run. Ultimately, you have to have the people's consent to rule. But of the governments on the planet, I'd say China's in the bottom quintile of those that really care much about getting consent.
Well, yes, I think it will make a difference because, I've pointed out to many people over the years that governments don't actually exist. They're a puff of smoke. So they disappear when the people lose confidence in them. And basically, when you can challenge a government and you can show that they're useless, worthless, they have no legitimate purpose, once the people in great numbers start to recognize them for what they are, and that is just like a man behind the curtain on the Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Once they recognize that, all authority just falls away. They cannot, and that's what happens to every government throughout history. That's what happened to the USSR. Once that becomes obvious to the people, it just falls apart. That's the end of it. Now, most of the time, something just as bad rises up in its place. But I'm holding out hope that sometime, due to the information superhighway and the internet, that as people learn that there is an option, it's called liberty, which was made prominent 200 and some years ago and then quickly forgotten about. If people learn that and then the collapse happens, hopefully they will try to replace it with liberty.
I appreciate the optimism. Thank you for the update on Hong Kong. Appreciate the call, Gene. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. More on the government grocer coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has asked for his resignation after, quote, losing trust and confidence in him. The action is resulting from Spencer's handling of the case involving Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. Esper found out that Spencer had been going behind his back while promising the White House that he would find a way for Gallagher to be able to retire and retain his status as a Navy SEAL. Edward Gallagher was accused of war crimes and is expected to face a disciplinary review board next week. Esper has recommended a replacement to the president. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has officially become a candidate for president.
Mike Bloomberg started as a middle-class kid who had to work his way through college, then built a business from a single room to a global entity.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Whether you want to comment on Hong Kong or the Baldwin Market, the new government-run grocery store in little town in Florida. Looks like it's a few miles to the west. They say about 20 miles to the west of Jacksonville.
Which is not nearly far enough.
What, is Jacksonville really an awful place?
I mean, I'm just teasing. Basically, I wouldn't want to live in any of the Florida cities in particular.
And you don't anymore.
Well, I mean, I lived in Sarasota, and I'm still there relatively regular. I'm talking about cities.
Sarasota's a city.
Not a large town or a small city or whatever.
Metropolitan cities.
I'm talking about I wouldn't want to live in Jacksonville, Tampa. Orlando, Tampa, Miami.
Gotcha. So anyway, we'll tell you more about the Baldwin Market, the government-run grocer there, here in just a few moments. But let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Plus, I do want to make sure that you know about local.bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Some of the payment methods, by the way, are a little higher risk than others, so if you're going to be a seller on the site, make sure you do your research and figure out what you feel comfortable with accepting, because some of them are, like I said, high risk. If you are a buyer, you're always pretty safe to use a seller that's got some reputations, got some trades under their belt. There's really very low risk to buyers as long as you're buying from somebody that is trustworthy, and there's, of course, escrow on the site to protect you, but still, always best to buy from somebody that's got some experience, and you can go to local.bitcoin.com to get started there, and there's no ID requirements to sign up for or use the site, which is a pretty big deal. It really sets them apart from their competition, because a lot of the other sites like them, they want to know who you are, they want to know where you're from, they want to have your ID on file. Local.bitcoin.com does not even have a place for you to upload your ID to the site itself. Now, individual sellers may require ID, and that just depends, so you have to get on the site and check it out. Local.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Robert is in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I heard about that store that you mentioned in Baldwin in Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of things that they could do to promote business. For example, there are a lot of things in most of the stores in America are pretty bland when it comes to the selection. They don't have a good selection of Japanese shadow green teas. As a matter of fact, they normally don't have any. They could, for example, sell Tenkaichi or Kabusa Cha or Sencha. And they could get that stuff from Germany, because Germany has a very good connection with Japan. And through the Germans, who understand socialism very well, by the way, because they operate under democratic socialism, Angela Merkel refers to it as also Sozialdemokratie.
Well, slow down. You're talking a little too fast for me. I'm from the South here, so you know, you're going to have to slow it down. So you're saying you think there should be more Japanese food at American grocery stores?
No. Well, you could put that in there too. Depends upon what your interest is. To test the people's interests out and find out, because maybe they would take a liking to it. But my feeling is that there are a lot of things in American grocery stores that could be included, but aren't, because Americans don't know about what's out there in the rest of the world.
Right. Well, plus they probably don't want to try new things either.
Well, I'm going to read the names of the churches in this town of 1,500 people. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. That's from the South, so that makes sense.
Right. So New St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church is in the other
side of town. They must have had a schism.
Right. I imagine these folks are lots and lots of fun. Let's see. Gosh, there were so many of these, and now I'm having a little trouble finding them all. Mammy Agnes's school, Jones's, no, that's the elementary school. Geez, I thought maybe I got to zoom in. All the churches disappeared because there was like 9 churches here before.
Huh. I think for the caller, I think what you have to remember is this is a town of like 1,500 people.
Okay, so Faith Tabernacle Church.
What is a tabernacle? Is that like a Christian fundamentalist
thing? I have no idea, but First Baptist Church.
Okay.
Grace Baptist Church. It's almost across the street, mind you.
So at least 4 Baptist churches so far.
There's the Prestwood Funeral Home. I don't think that counts.
No.
First Baptist Church, Baldwin, Florida. Wasn't there another first already?
There was.
There's like 3 firsts already.
One of the firsts is on May Street, and the other first is on...
Which is the true first?
Drew Street. Across the street is the First Baptist Church's Family Life Center.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and the Baldwin Grove Apartments.
Go ahead, Robert.
That doesn't mean by any means that these people won't like these things. Germans are extremely conservative, more conservative than anybody else, but they take advantage of all these opportunities and all these great-tasting things that are great for your health that come from all over the world. And even Germans, there are people, a lot of German people who have heart problems and circulatory problems from eating all the wrong stuff for too long a period of time. But now they have stuff from India that comes in. They can make any taste that you want.
Yeah, I just don't think that Americans are real adventurous when it comes to trying new foods. I suspect that if you were to open up a grocery store and offer a variety of unusual foreign options, it would probably all go bad and never sell.
Well, and that's why in a larger town, you would have a better opportunity to open up like a niche market or you know, an Asian market.
Big cities have these.
Big cities have these. Yeah. You know, like your Chinatown grocer or whatever it happens to be. But when you're talking about like just general feeding of 1,500 people, I don't think you're going to get very many niche products there.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you. Strange call, but there it was. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and bring up anything you want, even if it's not a very good business plan.
I wouldn't personally, if I was running this store, and I don't think that there's a particular reason why they shouldn't have opened the store. I think it's just interesting that it was Republicans that decided to do it instead of Democrats.
Well, I don't know what the political jurisdiction...
You said it was... Previously, when we talked about this off-air, you said it was a red town.
I said it was a red state. I don't know what the political viewpoints of the Sean Lynch, who is the mayor, or the city council or whatever. So I did not do any research on the political viewpoints of these
people. Okay, so I thought you were telling me there was a Republican town when you told me that.
Maybe, I don't know. The article from the Washington Post, I believe, refers to... I don't know. I don't know if I can look it up on the air here for you, Mark. But Deep Red Town. Okay, that's according to Boston Globe, which has a story, which I believe they pulled from the Washington Post. They describe it as a deep red town.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's a Republican that's been elected there. In the same way that just because Keene is a leftist, Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, is a leftist stronghold, doesn't mean that Republicans can't get elected. The new mayor in Keene is a Republican, but it was a nonpartisan election.
Presumably this was done by the city council, and presumably the city council is Republican because it's a deep red town.
Yes. It seems like a safe presumption, but I'm not going to jump to a conclusion.
I want to know why you're okay with it in general.
They own the property.
That's the only reason?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
If you already own the property...
Everything they own was stolen.
I'm not okay with them owning the property. They own the property.
Yeah, so therefore, because the government owns a piece of property, they should just start opening businesses in them?
I don't live in a fantasy world where the government's somehow going to disappear tomorrow, Ian.
Uh-huh.
What they believe they have a problem, and that problem is the people in our town aren't eating enough vegetables. And they own a grocery store. Okay, fine. So they're going to put a couple of government bureaucrats in there to sell some vegetables? Let's see how this works out. Should be interesting.
Well, you're saying that from the outside. How would you feel if you were living there?
I don't live in Baldwin.
I'm asking you to put yourself in the
shoes. If I was in Baldwin, what I would say is the government has failed at everything it's ever tried. Why in the world do you think a grocery store is going to work?
So why are you saying something different on the air tonight? Why are you saying
go
for it?
I didn't say go for it. I said I'm just okay with it.
That's pretty much saying go for it if you're saying you're okay with something.
I'm going to sleep the same tonight.
Yeah, you don't live there.
That Baldwin has a government-run grocery store.
Well, yeah, I'm going to sleep the same tonight knowing that Hong Kong is in chaos, right?
Right.
But we still talk about it.
I'm a little upset about Hong Kong,
okay.
I've got to say that. I would rather have Hong Kong have freedom than Baldwin not have a government-run grocery store. How's that?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Many in the left-leaning press, Washington Post, Boston Globe, their stories on this are lauding this as a socialism success.
How could it be a success? They haven't done it for a period of time.
They already ran out of meat.
The first day. Toll-free number is...
There's already red lines.
855-450, free like freedom. You join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Free Talk Live, you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark, I love Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules. I think these are wonderful because if you take three fruit capsules and three veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And, well, that's a pretty good day. We were just talking here about this town in Baldwin, Florida, that's concerned that they live in a food desert. Well, Balance of Nature will deliver there, too. And if you, whatever a food desert might be, I know what it is. It means that people aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables, and you can handle that problem. Balance of Nature will solve that problem. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Balanceofnature.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right. Let's go to, we'll get back into Baldwin and the socialist marketplace that they've created there. First, though, David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, that's a food desert. I have actually given myself scurvy at the beginning stages of scurvy one time. I went so long without fresh produce.
You do your grocery shopping something like once every 6 months, right?
Yeah, it varies, but I have gone as long as 8 months one time, which happened to be back-to-back with a six-month period. So in 14 months, I went to the store.
Can you tell me what you buy that you can go 6 or 8 months without going to the grocery store?
Prepper food.
No, actually, I buy it. Well, I have that too, but I go to the grocery store. If I get down to that, that's when I go to the store. I'm still eating fresh produce 6 months after I've been to the grocery store. I've figured out how to keep watermelons, even watermelons, apples, oranges, all kinds of stuff entire 6 months before it's finally to the point where either need to eat it or get rid of it.
Can you tell me how you do this?
Yeah, how do you keep an orange for six months?
In orange, well, first of all, you got to consider the climate you're in. I'm in New Mexico, so it's fairly dry as opposed to humid. Mm-hmm. And so oranges, what I do is I put them in a breathable bag. What works really great is these reusable fabric bags from like Walmart, for instance. I put them in there and then store them in an area where, in a manner that they can breathe, you know, so ideally they would be hanging from a hook on the wall would be ideal. I don't have that luxury all the time. I have to stack them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they don't breathe quite as well, but oranges, and so in a dry climate, what an orange will do is if it's too humid and it's not breathing enough, you know, they'll get moldy. Right. So if it's breathing enough, you can avoid the mold in a normal humidity situation. But in New Mexico, it's so dry. We're like literally the driest state in the nation, drier than Arizona. Hmm. And what they'll do is the rind on an orange will basically turn to leather.
Yeah.
And it seals in the juiciness inside the orange.
Really?
And it's really cool. Oranges actually, they change flavor month by month by month, and they actually get even more tasty than when they're fresh, because, you know, it's like making wine kind of thing. And although without the alcohol content,
orange.
Although on a
perhaps wasn't the way to sell this.
yeah, right.
Well, no, it's interesting.
Right.
It's the way some of these live
ages, and it changes the flavor of beef. I can see this. I just threw away some lemons that were in my refrigerator that my wife left in there, and the things were leathery, as you said, and I never even bothered trying to cut them open and see what they were like on the inside. I just tossed them.
Yeah, you should try it. I don't usually. Well, lemons too. Lemons get they turn just a little bit. They get a little bit of the lemon furniture polish scent to them. So they're not quite as good as oranges. But the oranges actually
sometimes
are
spray pledge right in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. The oranges are actually tastier after they have, if they do that, if they're like 3 months, 4 months old and they've sealed up, and then the flavors have changed. They're actually tastier than the fresh ones, which is kind of interesting.
All right, so what were you calling about tonight?
This is a funny story, actually. In New Mexico, and listening live on KENN from the heart of Indian country, and all the people in New Mexico can appreciate this because they have learned to laugh at themselves because their state is constantly, literally last on all of the lists. It's a running joke, last on all the lists of good things and first on all the list of bad things of the 50 states, neck and neck usually with Mississippi and Louisiana. A few years back, I was stopping into a convenience store on a regular basis. I got to know one of the clerks, and he was in and out of trouble with the law. And he enlightened me to the fact that his aunt was and still is a judge in the court here in Albuquerque, and that whenever the cops would nail him for something, like suspending his license and then arresting him for driving on the suspended license, and he would go into the courtroom and the cop would be sitting there to testify against him, and he would be mocking the cop because his aunt, these cases always got transferred to his aunt's courtroom, and his aunt would wipe out all of his charges, and he would walk out of there and he would laugh at them and mock the cop on the way out of the courtroom. And yeah, and that very judge is on my case that is handling this KUNM radio the thing where they want me to go to prison for calling into their radio station with my conservative viewpoint on their liberal station. But anyway, so that judge that is this kid's aunt is going to be the judge in my case. And so that's I found that funny. And
why wouldn't
and
they
also,
if you knew that the judge was related to the defendant? Maybe they just don't know because he's a cousin
plaintiff?
Or whatever. No, it's a defendant.
Okay,
he was talking about the judge letting people off of criminal charges.
Okay.
Who were in her
yeah.
family. If you knew that, you know, whoever the prosecutor was should have absolutely motioned to get a new judge, because that's clearly a conflict of interest. A judge should not be hearing a case of their own family member. But David,
yeah,
interesting
but
story.
But that prosecutor is going to end up in front of that judge on something else, and the judge is going to know that he was thrown off the case because of that prosecutor.
Well, of course the judge is going to know. He's going to have to motion the judge to throw himself off the case.
So the prosecutor is not going to do that, knowing that when the family member is not involved, they got to go in front of that judge again and lessen their chances.
They'd rather just lose one.
Yeah.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Back to Baldwin, Florida, a little town of about 1,500 people, where the town council and mayor have decided they want to enter the grocery business after a company called IGA closed a store in town, the only grocer with fresh produce in town. They decided they're going to open up the same location owned by the government. I don't know if the government had owned it previously and was renting to IGA, or if after IGA left, somehow the government bought the property. That's not clear.
Or just took it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Could be. If it's behind on taxes, they certainly could have just taken it. So we don't know exactly how they came into possession of the property, but they did. And so they opened up, it looks like in September. And so the story here is from, that we're sharing tonight, is from Jacksonville.com. But there are recent stories. It's what brought it to my attention. There's a new story from this weekend, basically, published in the Washington Post. The Boston Globe just picked it up. And now that the mainstream media has caught wind of this, which, of course, a lot of the folks there are socialists, they're touting how this is a success story for socialism. So let's go on. The two sections were particularly popular. The meats, which sold out the first day. The council took $150,000 from a reserve fund in order to get this started. They say they're going to pay it back to the reserve fund, and then they will take whatever profits, if any, that they make and roll it back into the store.
That IGA wasn't able to get successfully.
Well, right. Maybe they were able to get some profits, but maybe it wasn't worth it to them to keep running the store.
Personnel is always the biggest cost, and of course the county or the town is probably going to pay higher than going wages for grocery clerks, so therefore they're going to have whatever they save on rent in this place, they're definitely going to pay out. I mean, it's not like rent in Baldwin, Florida for this grocery store they can't get anybody to come take is going to be very high.
The town mayor, Sean Lynch, said everybody wanted it. It was important to the local people, he said. A food desert is an urban area where at least 500 residents, or at least a third of the population, live at least a mile away from a full-service grocery store or a market that sells fruits, vegetables, and fresh meat.
A whole mile?
It's a desert.
Like, that's even more ridiculous than the 10 miles. Yeah. Like, 10 miles, I wouldn't even consider that far to go.
I would be curious if you showed a map of areas that are food deserts.
It's got to be a lot of them, according to that definition.
I would think that, what is the color of the not food desert? What color would we make that? It's a food desert color. What color is that?
Not food desert, I would say green. Food desert would probably be brown.
Brown, okay.
There you go.
The whole darn country would be brown.
Yeah.
Most people are with further away than a mile from the nearest grocer.
I certainly am.
According to this, U.S. Department of Agriculture is the department that has defined food desert. So that's where they got their definition from. We'll tell you more about what's going on in Baldwin, Florida, where the government there, the town, government is running a grocery store. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.